It was a rare sight for those lucky enough to pass through the plaza at noon. A well-known local news editor posing in a polka dot dress, a columnist shaving his beard, and a popular morning talk show host putting her own spin on a Sir Mix-a-Lot classic.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull out your tuft?
Well, maybe not quite Nicki Minaj's Anaconda, but nevertheless entertaining and with a good reason. The spectacle was part of a fundraising effort to send a group of student journalists from the University of North Florida to cover Europe's first One Spark Festival in Berlin. UNF professor Paula Horvat is leading the group. She says they'll need to raise about $9,000 to pay for the travel.
Today is the last day that they have to do it, and so several celebrity media folks, have agreed to do wild things for donations to our campaign.
In addition to WJCT's own Melissa Ross, Daily Record editor Marilyn Young agreed to wear a dress for the funds. She hasn't worn one since 1984. And Times Union columnist Ron Littlepage allowed one of the German-bound students to clip off his beard. All told, the group raised about $3,000 from the stunts. The five students will head to Berlin next month. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Has your girlfriend got the butt?
Hell yeah.